Good morning, church. It's cold. Very cold. But we're going to warm up as we expel some air and we praise the Lord this morning. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here together. We have songs to sing here this morning. We have joy in our hearts. And Father, we just thank you now that as we come to you in spirit, and in truth, that you will meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again. It will simply be an awesome time of worship. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. To him that ordereth this conversation right, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation right, will I show the salvation of God.
I see your eyes are naturally drawn over there to the corner. There's more noise coming out of there than usually is, huh? We have Javier on the drums there this morning.
Amen.
So we're filling up here, huh? Amen. Psalm 50:23. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Indeed.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Philippians 4:4.
Rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word, and I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Amen.
Well, go and share it with each other this morning as you say hello to each other.
Thank you.
sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on His mighty arm. I know He'll guide me all the way. Saved by His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, in love He said to me, come unto me and I'll lead you home to live with me eternally.
Thank you, Jesus.
Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of
John 3:1.
majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flows from his throne unto his own. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Let's sing that one more time.
Majesty, worship his majesty.
Holy light,
protect us by thy might, great God our King.
If you look there at verse 4, it says, Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light, because he is the author of liberty when we serve him. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. And so what do you do then when the country strays away? That's where 2 Chronicles 7:14 comes into play, right? It says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Hallelujah.
Author of liberty, that is our God. Falling apart, whether it's our personal life that's crumbling or work or just the world in general. As Christians, you know, we're also affected. You know, we have emotions just like everybody else. But we have something that God says, My peace I give unto you, supernatural peace. That is, there's chaos just reigning all around us. We can simply say, God is in control. We cannot maybe understand what's happening right now, where we can have peace about it. Amen. Song. Sit there and you look at that picture of this huge hand and this tiny little child's hand that's sitting in there, and you realize that We're kind of like just little toddlers at times walking around. We think we're strong and stuff. And God says, here, just take my hand. I'll steady you. No, I can do it myself. I can do it. People do need the Lord.
Have it thy way, Lord. Have it thy way. We love you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exalt you. And give thanks unto the Lord, for his good and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. The loving kindness, Lord, is better than life, and our lips shall praise thee. Our lips shall praise thee. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Oh, we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Oh, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, thank you, Lord. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today. Oh Lord, we ask, we need your touch today. We need your touch. Oh Lord, thank you for doing a mighty work in each and every one of us today. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the power to bestow upon us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, we surrender all things to you, for we are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we ask you, Lord, use us, send us. Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you for using us, for sending us. Oh, and thank you, Father. Help us, O Lord, to get out of our circumstances. Get out of the, O Lord, of our situations. And let us keep eyes upon the hills from whence cometh our help. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for let it be an awakening. Let it be a revival in each and every heart in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we want to be used by you, Lord. We want to be used. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you have in plan, what you have in store for each and every one of us in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Father, as we are about to receive this offering, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there may not be enough room to receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We are determined to give to the work of the Lord, to give ourselves, O Lord, for the work that you have given us to do in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for victory. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor that he will bring the message to us. Let the Lord give him the freedom to preach. Give him the clarity of mind. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you also anoint every ear, Lord, that will hear the word. And let us be able to assimilate it. Let us be able to apply it in our lives, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, amen.
Good morning. I like your tie, Satyrus. You're the white sheep among all those black sheep. Okay. So we're going to take some testimonies this morning. I got a quick testimony myself. I was shopping at Wally World last night. You know where Wally World is, right? Okay. And saw these people that I did a house for about a year ago, and she's a bail bondsman. And I get asked this all the time, everywhere, all over town, you know, all the time. How are you doing? How are you doing? You know, because people are house business, because they expect to hear that it's very bad, because that's what most people are saying. And I said, it's pretty good. And then I said, well, I got, I think we got about 4 custom houses going. We got 4 garages going. We're going to start a Tehama Shasta College next week. We got a retirement center to do. Got another house in Elk Grove to do, or a garage, I mean, you know, and on. And I just went through them like that, and I said, and then I said, how's the bail bonds business, you know? And she says, well, no one can afford to get out of jail. So, you know, it's not that good. And I go, oh, wow. So anyway, when I left, you know, they went on their shopping and so did we. I just thought, you know, it was good for me to count all those jobs. And I said, yeah, I'm really blessed. I'm really blessed. So that's a testimony to God. Another thing I was thinking, you know, during the week is being a believer, we can plan to have miracles in our life. So I've got one that's coming. More than one. I got one I'm thinking about right now that's coming. It has to do with some property. So it's nice to plan to receive miracles. And I'm really blessed by that. And also I was thinking, you know, and we sang about it, and Charles elaborated on it, being free and having freedom. You know, that's God's program, to be free. And Satan's program, if you look at his churches and you look at his religions, you know, whatever name they got hanging over the door, it's all bondage. But the true church of Jesus Christ is freedom. So I'm thankful I'm free. And I don't mean just free in America. I mean free in Jesus. So, okay, any testimonies this morning? Oh, Isaac. You got a testimony? He raised his hand. Okay. Okay, brother, come on up.
I have a testimony. Those Christians were taught to mourn with those who mourn, and, you know, pray with those who pray, and laugh with those who laugh, and so forth. I went down to the state capitol the other day for a meeting. There's a great organization called Successful Thinkers that's really getting rolling. And I went down in hopes to meet a particular person who's very popular on Facebook. In fact, he has 100,000 followers. But I knew he just lost his wife a few weeks ago. And, well, the first thing that happened was God was looking out for me, because I was wearing this suit with my non-defensive suspenders. And as I approached the Capitol, I remembered it's been years ago when I had a friend that was a state senator. Diane and I were there a lot, very often, when Bill Richardson was still in the Senate. But it's been years and years and years. So needless to say, that place is like a fortress as far as security is concerned. So on the way up the steps, I was thinking, oh boy, I'm going to have to walk clear back to the car and get rid of my defensive arsenal here. And because it would certainly ring some bells. And then I remembered, no, I'm dressed nice. I'm, you know, this is my church outfit, so I'm safe. So I made it through the bells and whistles. And I was able to meet with Dave, no last names. And when I told him some of the things I know as a Christian and that how many times Diane and I have suffered losses, including Debbie just 4.5 or so months ago, but moms and brothers and cousins and police cousins that were, you know, like brothers, been maybe 12 in the last 15 years. So we certainly know about death and about mourning and about loss. And one of the things that we developed or found or was given really about maybe 16 years ago when my mom passed away was a wheel. It's called the grief wheel. And it demonstrates how you pass through various stages of grief. Grief is a process that we have to go through. And as men usually try to, you know, tough it out. And it gave me a great insight into that because a wheel, it's a graph. It's like this, and it shows you the things that you go through, breaking out in tears for no reason, so forth. But it also teaches you that it can oscillate. You think you're getting better, and then all at once you're just walking down the street and you break out crying. And so it just shows you that you're not crazy. You're on your way to recovery. As a Christian, of course, we're helped by the knowledge. And so I sat with Dave. He abandoned the meeting and sat with me for probably 45 minutes. And I was able to bring to him the Christian message about grief and so forth. And I taught him the timeline of God, how people come in and out of your life, sometimes for a minute, sometimes for years, and then they're gone. And God had a purpose for that and so forth. So that's, I was able to minister, as it were, to Dave. And we're going to be in touch and have lunch and so forth and get to know one another better. He's a very popular man around town. He belongs to a number of organizations that are largely in the field of success and so forth. He's also an inventor. So that was a testimony that I hadn't anticipated, but then we never do we? Soteris and Duane do because they're a walking magnet for testimonies, but I wasn't. Testimony number two. I was really blessed today with the music and with what Charles is doing with the music. You may have noticed it's very difficult for me, coming from the generation that I have, that I come from, to deal with the patriotism and singing the songs that were just a part of our culture when we grew up. See, my generation, when the flag went up every day, if it was snowing, what have you, it didn't matter. We were out there. If we had ice in our hair in Nebraska, we were there to salute the flag. And if it was 100 degrees, we were out there. And as a 17-year-old, I rushed off to save my mom from the commie hordes and all of the lies that we were fed. It turned out to be treason. But even so, the flag means a great deal to people like me, from my generation especially. I'm reminded not too long ago, a year ago, somebody published on the internet a photograph. It's a parade. You know, when I grew up and the flag got within 5 feet, boom, they were on your feet. You know, hand over the heart. And if you're in uniform, that's it. You don't let the flag pass by without giving it the attention it deserves. There's a whole group of people paying no attention. And one veteran in a wheelchair struggles his way up. I may lose it. So when Charles, you know, we sang a song today, I was moved, as you could probably notice. We couldn't finish the song. Because that's the way it was when I grew up. Now, has the flag been desecrated? You better believe it. All over the world, it's being desecrated right now. We're raising the flag in places we have no business being and so forth. We didn't know that. So that was the other thing. But when I went down to the state capitol, I thought, you know, I'm going to wear my combat ribbons with my battle stars. So I hope somebody says, hey, you terrorist, so I could answer them forthrightly. But nobody did. I don't know if they were intimidated or not, but at any rate. Oh, yeah, even these little metal things here went beep. I had to pull this out, too. That's how security is down there. But so I'm very grateful today for the music and for the new drummer and just for everything. And what Charles is doing with the music was fantastic. And so God bless you all. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Also, I'm blessed with the music and the new instruments. You know, we've got an organist, drummer, and I'm glad to see that take place because I believe it's like the Christian life. You know, you don't have to get ready and educated and do everything perfect before you can start it. You just get in there and go and let God do it. And so that's what I think we're going to just see that an increase in that area and a big blessing in that area. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Last Thursday, we had a foot washing service here. And many of you, or some of you might not simply say, well, I don't know anything about the foot washing service. Since I was praying today, the Lord simply told me to do this, to have maybe one or two of the people attending the foot washing service. You might be in the production booth, or you might be here in the auditorium. But if you were here Thursday and had your feet washed, would you come and share with us what you experienced, how you felt, and if God moved upon you? So right now, anyone would like to come and share that?
Good morning. Well, I experienced like something broke in my heart. That was a heaviness, like unforgiveness or something I was holding inside that wasn't of Jesus. When I was washing, can I name the person that I was washing the feet of? When I was washing Teresa's feet, Jesus just came upon me and he said, just forgive. Just forgive everyone and accept that person and love them for who they are. Even if you don't see. Now, I'm not talking in particular about Teresa. I'm talking about everyone, about the things that come in our hearts. It's just like sometimes maybe things in the past come up. Just let it go. It's not worth it. We have more in heaven for us. And he said that here I am in the midst of you. Grab onto me. Tell me all your troubles. Tell me all your pain. Tell me all your thoughts. Ask for help right now. Don't let it go any farther. He spoke to me in a very profound way, and I'm just so grateful for that night. I am. I just thought, well, what is this going to do? You know, we have like preconceived ideas in our heads, in our hearts. We have to let it go. We have to love everyone. No matter if they're not if they're walking in a way we don't like, or if we're not walking in the way we don't like. Love ourselves, forgive everyone. And then I believe that's the key. Forgiveness is the key. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for having us all together that night and just being there, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
By the way, this is not rehearsed. I haven't spoken to anyone.
It was wonderful. And one of the thoughts that went through my mind is the men used to have foot washing at their dinners, and they've accepted the women, and it was really wonderful. And the things that flooded through me is Jesus did this and said, follow me, I'm your example, do what I do. And it was very, very humbling. And I cried in the spirit almost all the way through it. But it was really beautiful to me to have this happen, to be that humbled in my church with the women and the men meeting together to foot wash. It was really beautiful. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for that night. That was I'm glad I had that experience. And I'd never been in a part of a foot washing before. So I was like, and it says in the Bible, because I read it in the Bible, in John 13, how I believe it was Peter that said, Lord, you're going to wash my feet. And Jesus told him, said, you don't understand now, but you will. That's what happened to me that night, was I didn't understand, but afterwards, it was so precious. The Spirit of the Lord, it was like Jesus just wrapped his arms around me. I felt so comfortable. I just felt so at peace. I hadn't felt like that in years. It was so special. The Spirit of the Lord just poured down that night, especially over the brothers, the men. We had prayer. The Spirit of the Lord just poured down. I thank the Lord for that night. I thank the Lord for letting me be a part of it that night. And I praise his name.
Thank you. Well, we probably come back maybe when the Lord moves upon us again. We will have another foot washing. We will not do it on a Sunday because a lot of people don't like to do it, and we don't want to embarrass anyone. But we'll probably come back again on a Thursday night down the road. And I want to say this, I don't forget it. Next Saturday at the Thanksgiving dinner, we will have communion. So deacons, be sure to prepare for communion. And so we're going to do that. I'd like to share with you, before we pray here today, this will be from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. And give you a chance to find it. This is the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter. And I want to read a few verses. I start in verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore, saying to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Verse 9. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And then I pick it up in verse number 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the Spirit has sent it to you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, have revealed them unto the babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. As you're going to pray today, I want to read first. This is from Patty Sims in New York. And last week, she got a prophecy that she shared, and I asked her to write it down, and I will share it with you. As I was attending Resurrection Life Church via webcast this past Sunday, the Lord was speaking to me through the Holy Spirit. When you were talking about only half the chairs being filled in your church, the Lord said to me, no, they aren't. Every seat is filled and more with all those watching from around the world. If he, that's myself, if John would look out into the congregation with his spiritual eyes, he would see all the seats filled with the people who would be coming there from the local area as well as from other places. Encourage John with these words I speak to you. Well, I was encouraged, and I want to pass it on to you that are working hard. And I thought about, let me just give some praise where praise belongs. You know, every Wednesday, we have the music team meet here together with the production team. Yuri, and we have Javier and Charles, and Jason. These are the musicians. And then we have Joanne shows up, and Joe and Norma. And you know, let me tell you about dedication. Norma works in San Francisco during the week as a nurse caretaker. She drives up Wednesday to be part of the practice and goes back again to her work in San Francisco. She spent 4 hours at least on the road just to be here for practice so she can work the camera or whatever she's working back there. I want to thank each one of you, Joe and Joshua, and also Ken, thank you from the congregation for the thing you're putting in. And I talked to Yuri a few weeks ago, and I don't know how much you can see about music and hear about music, but you know, you can have a pianist or you can have a pianist. But when Yuri plays, he doesn't play the melody, you know, he puts stuff in between. He's a concert pianist. And I told him that. I said, you know, you're a concert pianist. Don't sell yourself short. And he is excelling. And he has music inside. That's how God made him a musician. And each one of us got a talent. So sometimes Yuri is very, very private, very shy. So catch him when you can. Give him a hug and tell him you love him. Because we need to know that we are loved. So you've got to praise God for that. I'm going to read the prayer request that we have here today. And I want to start out. This is a prayer request came in from Sweden. And this man's name is Levi Ertmark. He's actually born in Sweden, but his parents are from Finland. And he says this, I'm coming with a prayer request to you. My brother, Ove Ertvik, has got an incurable disease called ALS. Karen, what is ALS? Lou Gehrig's disease, okay? He says the muscles in the body are simply disappearing, and it will be, you know, an end as a result. I am talking about Jesus, But he has the world's, he's relying upon the world, and the word I'm seeking there is that he's relying upon the world's idiocy, is what he wrote, to have him, to simply give him a comfort. God can heal, we know that, but it's more important to have him to receive Christ in his heart. Pray for him. The end is near. Be blessed, dear brothers and sisters. Levi in Husqvarna. That's our town where my brother and I was born. That's where we came from. So we're going to pray for that man. The reason I read Luke chapter 10 is I want to talk to you about Gina in Germany. We prayed for her last week. And I got a letter from her Saturday, talked to her Saturday, and prayed with her. And I told her this. I said, the devil is using the playbook as you found in the book of Job. And first she got better. We prayed for her. And then Satan moved in and simply has given her such pain. She was not eating. It didn't matter if she ate or not. Her body was just burning. And I told her this. I said, you know, I wish I could be there. I wish we could do something. But I said, here's the bottom line. When we are facing an onslaught of the devil, it's you, him, and God. We can hear, pray. We will pray. But I want you to see here what Jesus, I'm going to read that again from Luke chapter 10. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And then the disciples came back and said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. And he said to them, if I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Each one of us going to come to that place where we are pressured, that it is do or die. And I share with Gina, I know that you're with us today, and I share this with her, that in about 1989 or 1990, I took very ill. And I went to see a doctor, and they had x-rays on me, and did all kind of different things. And the diagnosis came back and said that they diagnosed me with cancer of the stomach. And at that time, when I heard it, I was kind of numb. And I says, well, I'm going to go, you know, they said, we want to send to this specialist. And I went to the specialist. He was talking to me. He says, well, we want to take this little thing and drop it in your stomach. And we'll take pictures. We will look around and see how far it has spread. And I said, okay. And then we had no insurance. So, you know, I said, you know, how much will this little procedure cost? And he said, $5,000. That's when I woke up and I realized, what in the world am I doing with this profession? And I simply, at that time, looked at one of him and said, thank you very much, sir, for your diagnosis and everything else, but I'm going to go to a different doctor, Dr. Jesus. He was flabbergasted. I walked out. And I remember walking out. This is at the San Juan Mercy Hospital. And I remember walking out and coming out of the parking lot. And I prayed his prayer. I said, God, either you heal me or I'm going home. No other options. But I said, I'm going to believe that you will heal me because your word says, by his stripes we are healed. And I said, I'm not going to take any special things or nothing. I'm just going to simply rely upon the Lord. And at that time, I had faith that was born supernatural because I was facing death and simply said, I don't care about death, but I'm going to have victory. It's either victory or I'll be gone. That is more than 20 years ago. And you know what? I don't know when I got healed. I just kept carrying on my work. And then I realized, I looked back some time later. I don't have any problems. I'm healed. God touched me. And Gina, this is what we're going to pray for you today. As we're going to be praying here, that God will give you that supernatural strength, that faith that rises above everything else. And that the devil shall be torn off from your back and the demons cast into prison. Let me share the rest of the prayer requests we have with you here. Let us not forget to keep praising God that he's healing Patty Sims and that he is in the process of giving her a new thyroid gland since doctors removed the one she had years ago. We're going to pray for that. Let's pray for our upcoming Thanksgiving dinner, that people who have been invited from outside the church will come, and that God will use this event to grow the local church in Sacramento. Let us continue to pray for Jason Smith. Now, those of you that are watching us say, well, who is Jason Smith? He plays the keyboard. He was up to testify about the foot washing. That God will open the door for him to get a day job instead of working at night. And that this job will pay more for him. It is tough for him to attend music practice, Bible study nights, and Sunday morning when he has to work from 11 to p.m. to 7 a.m. Now, to those people that says, well, you know, I'm a little bit tired on this and that. Jason worked all night from 11 o'clock last night to 7 o'clock this morning, goes home, showers, get cleaned up, and drives down to church. That's dedication. That's a young man just a little over 20 years old. We need to pray for the finances of this ministry. We have been able to pay rent and other expenses in the last month, but we are accumulating debts as the income is not matching with what has to be paid. Let us pray that God will move upon his people to give and help us out. We are dragging a credit card debt of about $12,000. And we had to buy some equipment. We had some other emergencies that we had. And we simply had no choice. And over the last 2 years, that has been creeping up. And we need to have that retired. And it is not that we do that because we are extravaganza, but just to keep things going. So please, we're going to pray for that. Here's a praise report. Despite that the dollar is losing its value, and by the way, it's going down, on the international money market, oil prices were finally pushed down at the end of the week. Let us continue to pray that those people speculating oil shall lose their investment and get tired of jacking up the price of oil. And then we already talked about Gina, so let's right now, those people that like to come and pray, come on up here and join us. I'm going to ask you, Thomas, if you pray for Gina, cast out the demons, break the curses, and just give the devil havoc. And I'm going to ask here, Monica, you read Swedish. This is in Swedish. You can read this, and you pray for this man. His name is Ove Utvik. And Charles, we need a new thyroid here for Patty. And let's see who we got up here. Well, Sister Sharon, come on up here. Not Sharon. Karen. She's standing at the chair that Sharon was used to sit in. I'm have a jet lag in my memory. Okay, so let's see who else we have up here that would like to pray. So Sister Carol, finances. Pray down that credit card debt. We're going to pray for Jason Smith. Lois, would you pray that he get a day job and a good paying day job? And so we got this here. Okay, Thanksgiving dinner, Sister Joanne. Yes, I've only known you for I've known you for 21 years. Pray that God will send in some people here, and that we will have victory.
Father God, thank you for our many blessings, Lord, and thank you once again to be able to come and meet in your house, and we thank you for your provision for this house, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the membership that you have borne around the world. And Lord, we know that is going to continue to grow. And we want to lift up our sister Gina to you in Germany, and also her husband and her daughter, Lord, Raymond and Sophia. And Father, we intercede on behalf of our sister. We know that the enemy is trying to take her out, and that he has come against her heavy, Lord. And your word says that you will raise a standard against the enemy. So, Father God, we lift her up to you. We thank you for healing for her body, that she's going to be touched by you. She's going to be able to eat whatever and whenever. And that's not going to be an issue anymore. And in the name of Jesus, we come against those demons that are attacking her in Germany. And in the name of Jesus, we decree that those demons shall be rounded up by God's angels, taken to prison, where they shall not be able to afflict her anymore. And we thank you, Father God, for your healing power to come down upon her. And that we're going to hear her testimony that she's pain-free. No more pain. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to pray for our family. And we know that you hear prayer and you answer prayer. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, we thank you for bringing her into this body also, Lord, and for the work that she's doing. And we thank you that the work that she's doing in Germany will continue to bring forth much fruit into the kingdom of God. And the devil just was going to have to suck it up while he gets beat back, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Jesus, I pray here for this man, Are Urtvik, that lives in Sweden, and that he has Lou Gehrig's disease. But he's also not saved. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you, if he needs supernatural help, that you will help him to be born again, Jesus. But if you want to use someone else, a living person, to lead him through the salvation prayer, do that. At any rate, I pray that he will be saved so that he can go to heaven, maybe soon. Because he has this disease, and you can beat it back, Jesus. You can heal him from it. But I don't know what your will is for his life, as he's not serving you right now. And he's living for the world, is what his brother says. But I pray, Jesus, that somehow this man will be free from his sickness. Amen. And it may be that he has to be saved and go to heaven right away, and then he will definitely be healed when he gets his heavenly body. So I pray whatever happens, Jesus, that you will take good care of him and that you will help him be saved in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I thank you, Father God, that you are in control of everything that happens in this world, that you know the beginning from the end, and you know exactly what is happening right now as far as the people in this world who are worshiping their gods of mammon. And I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would destroy their works, and that you would not only destroy the works of these people who are jacking up the price of oil, but of all commodities and of all things that we here in the U.S. and across the world need to live and to survive and to function. You know, we have the bubble that is bursting in the housing market, and the price of food and the price of energy, and there's the powers that be, all these people who are trying to impose taxes and laws to increase all of our expenses. But you're in control of that, Father, and I just ask again in Jesus' name that you would destroy all of these demonic evil works of these people to try to control our lives. And I just thank you that you are mightier than they are, and that you reign, and that this is just a very simple and a very easy thing for you to do. And in the process of destroying them, Father, I ask that you would bring them to their knees, and that you would reveal to them that their works are just of the flesh, and that they need you in their lives, and that yes. In the process of breaking them, that they would see that they are, their works are wood, hay, and stubble, and they are in need of a relationship with Almighty God through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now, Father, we just bring before you the finances of our ministry, the EAEC ministry, and the Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And, Father, we know that you have been meeting bills, and we have been able to make some payments, but we are gradually getting a larger debt. And you have said to owe no man anything but to love him. And we know that this is not your will, that we have this debt. And it is very heavily weighing on us. And so I ask you, Father, that you would reverse this, and so that we would have more than sufficient funds, and that we would get out of debt. And Father, we know that you're not going to have a money tree flying money down here, but you work through people. So we ask that you would cause people not to be afraid to give, even in these hard times. Cause them to understand that you will meet their needs as they give. Cause people to be moved on as they are able to give to this ministry. And cause more and more people to be drawn to this ministry so that there will not be a heavy burden. Father, we thank you that that this is your church, this is your ministry. We are your servants, and we are asking because this is a need that we see, but we know it's your church and you're in charge, and we thank you for taking care of this matter in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, I just thank you for the simplicity of the prayers that we have up here. We're not necessarily great orators, and we're not on television being charlatans and begging for money, saying that you've told us to give $7,777. But Father, we're real here. We stand before you and we lift up our prayers. And you say that if we lack anything, that we're to ask, and you will give to us liberally. And it also says in the same book of James that the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So Father, we stand here. We're not anything special in of ourselves.
We don't have power, just what you give us and what you, how you move through us. And Father, I lift up Patty Sims. And I don't know the reason why her thyroid was taken out. And I'm sure the doctor thought there was a good medical reason. But you put it in our bodies for us to have it there and to use it. And Father, I know that when we're not walking with you like we should, it goes out of whack at times and starts behaving erratically. And the quick and easy solution is just to take it out. But then there's unintended consequences of afterwards to having to deal with. So Father, we have testimonies in the Bible of blind being made to see. But Father, we also have testimonies of where you did reverse miracles to cause the seeing to be made blind. And Father, we know that there is nothing that is impossible for you. And so, Father, we just ask now, simply, humbly, that you would restore Patty's thyroid to her body 100% complete, like the day that she was born, and that she will be able to operate and function like that. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you and praise you that we'd still have the right to get together for a Thanksgiving dinner to honor you and our country. You gave it to us. We pray for a wonderful time. We pray for lots of people to be here. And Pastor John says we're going to have a special guest, and he won't tell us who it is. And that's not fair because we get too curious. But we just thank you and praise you that whoever the guest is going to have a tremendous testimony for everyone, that we'll all be blessed by the testimony. And we thank you and praise you that many people will come here that haven't come here, that have received invitations or see us over internet, and that you'll use this, Father God, to grow this church in Sacramento. And we just love you and thank you and praise you. I'm supposed to bring a turkey, and now I think I'm supposed to bring two turkeys, but we're not sure. But anyway, you always have the right amount of food, and we always have leftovers like you had when you fed the multitudes. And we just thank you and praise you for a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner, Father God, with good fellowship, good prayers, and everything that goes with it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Father God, I lift up Jason to you. Lord, you know this young man. You sent him to us. You saved him. You have given him a job here to do, and he's doing it beautifully. Father, we just want to first thank you so much for him. We want to thank you for his testimony. Thank you for his life, his witness to the whole world around him as he lives out his salvation. Father God, we thank you so much for him. We thank you for the music he produces. And you thank him for this gift. We thank you for this gift that he has. But for Father God, he needs a daytime job. And we lift that up to you because, Father, we know that you can get him a daytime job no matter what the economy is, no matter what the circumstances are of jobs and employment. Father God, you have a perfect job for him. Amen. During the day that he can get quickly, right away, that he needs it soon. Father God, we ask that you direct his path. In your word, you say that you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Father, be that light unto his path that will direct him in the right to the right job where you want him. And it may not even be something that he's thinking about. It may be something entirely different. But guide him and open and close doors as needed. Father God, we thank you for quickly responding to this need. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, you have again heard the prayer spoken here. And in faith, we thank you that every prayer has now been answered. And we thank you greatly for that. Father God, thank you that you have created Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And you also created a mission organization, EAUC. And we thank you, Father God, for sustaining us. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agreed, shouted, amen. You may be seated. Outlines, please hand it out.